Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Alex Lippert, who has co-authored a book called After Work. The subtitle says, An Honest Discussion About the Retirement Lie and How to Live a Future Worthy of Dreams. Thank you, Alex, for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jerry. Happy to be here.
Okay. Now, the big question for me is, what is the retirement lie?
Yeah, so the retirement lie is that a selfish, self-centered retirement of withdrawal from society is a good one. I think a lot of us view retirement kind of in our society as this time to, you know, sit in the lazy boy chair. We've done our part. We've already made an impact. We're kind of a has-been, and now we're going to sit on our laurels and, just basically enjoy, you know, our past, what we did in the past, without really a focal point on, you know, what's ahead for us. How can we make an impact in the future?
Okay. And what is the purpose of this book to address that lie? So explain that.
Yeah. So the book addresses the intangible side of retirement. So our society spends so much time on the financial, you know, aspects of, are you prepared for retirement? You know, that's always a monetary discussion as opposed to a purpose-driven faith. You know, there's all of these different kind of intangible aspects in our lives that are critical to really spend time on, be reflective about, and really try to cultivate, you know, before but also in retirement, out completely outside of the money discussion. Because, you know, when you do eventually step away from your career, or, you know, there are plenty of, you know, folks, stay-at-home moms, people that are managing a household, when they become empty nesters, it's the exact same situation as stepping away from a career. So I want to be really all inclusive here with, mm-hmm. with, you know, folks all over the spectrum in terms of what they're doing in their daily lives. But when you do choose to step away from kind of your life vocation, if you will, in general, you have the most time on your hands that you've ever had. You have the most wisdom, the most experience, because you've lived a lot of life. And you also generally have the most financial resources. And
but,
so you think about how potent that combination is.
Uh-huh.
It's such a travesty that so many people reach that point, kind of that zenith of life experience, and, you know, that zenith of a time in your life where you can go out and make the biggest impact imaginable on the world and also build an amazing legacy. And a lot of people just kind of withdraw from life at that point because that was the lie that they were kind of fed throughout their entire career.
You know, it's just interesting because I remember reading some statistics, and I can't put my finger on this exactly, but that according to some insurance studies, that a lot of times people who retire die within a couple years of their retirement. It's almost as if they have no purpose or something, and they just sort of check out or something, even though this is what they've been waiting for all these years. Is this correct, what I just said?
Yeah, that is correct. So in the book, we dig into a lot of different statistics from a lot of different angles. So loneliness is one of the largest killers in America. So there was a scientific study done by Cigna, actually, the large insurer. And basically, they found that loneliness is the equivalent of smoking 15 cigarettes a day or being morbidly obese.
Wow.
And so you think about that. There's so many retirees that are lonely, in part because they have checked out on life and they're not leaning in, you know, and trying to make an impact.
Yeah. All right. So walk us through what your solutions are, the solutions that you and your co-author Joel have in this book, After Work.
Yeah. So there's a number of key tenets that we focus each chapter on. So you go through there's 10 keys. Some of them are, you know, journaling, generosity, awe, learning how to manage a calendar properly don't have the structure of work.
Forgive me. What was that one about? You said journaling. Go on.
Yep. Generosity and then awe. And awe is an interesting one. Awe is...
You mean awe, like really, A-W-E is what you mean by that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. So awe is a very interesting tenet to think about. It's something where you really need to spend the time, you know, to step away from the daily grind, whatever your daily grind is, and really just remember and focus a little bit on, you know, how wonderfully created we are and how amazing our daily lives are. You know, how many things in our bodies are constantly at work just to keep us alive, you know, like spending time in nature, having these, you know, awe-filled discussions with other people and really, really connecting with them on a lot of different levels. You know, there's just so much awe in life on a daily basis, whether you live somewhere beautiful or not. You know, I mean, there's so much awe to be found in life. And I think it really puts us into the right place. You know, like it takes you away from this me, you know, these human endeavors, and just reminds you about, you know, how amazing this life is. And I think that deserves absolutely, you know, some deep thought.
Would it be in
retirement?
Okay, would it be fair to say that in effect, you know, what people call their bucket list may include the awe factor? You know, like to run a 12K in Colorado Springs, that's on my bucket list. I'm just kidding, but you know, it's something like that.
Yeah. I think that, you know, we actually address the whole bucket list thing in the book as well, and we ask you to consider as the reader a new kind of bucket list. So of course there's things in your life that are going to be thrilling, you know, countries that you would love to visit one day before you pass on, those types of things. But you also need to think about it through, you know, kind of have a deathbed conversation with yourself ahead of time, you know, and what are the things on your bucket list that you need to add to your bucket list that on your deathbed, you're going to look back and say, I really wish I would have done X, Y, Z, you know? So in general, most people on their deathbed won't say, you know, I'm really thankful that the one thing I did in life was get to go see Italy or Greece, right? They may say, I really wish I would have spent more time, you know, with my grandkids, teaching them about my life experience and how they can combat those same challenges in the future. And whether that's through journaling or actually doing things and teaching them in person. I mean, there's a lot of different things you can kind of go down that list and say, man, what is truly important? And let's build our bucket list around that. And then of course, still have the fun stuff in there, because retirement is a fantastic time to really go experience things that you haven't experienced yet. So it's not like we're saying those things are bad, but I think a lot of folks have their bucket list, you know, stacked with all of these different vacations and, you know, parachuting or what have you, you know, these kind of thrill seeking, interesting experiences, but they're very light in terms of the real fulfilling things that are really going to make an impact on your life and build your legacy.
All right. So if I understand you correctly, the overall point of this book is that when we retire, we really need to have purpose as part of our retirement. Otherwise, you know, it could end up being very unfulfilling.
Yeah. So purpose is essentially, you know, the sun in the lives of our solar system, if you will, right? So all of these different things are revolving around your purpose. And purpose is a tricky thing to figure out. It really takes some soul seeking. And it also takes practice. You know, like you don't wake up, you know, a few weeks after you retire on a Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. because you slept in, and you're not just immediately filled with purpose. It's something you have to cultivate over time. And a lot of times, you know, the book explores kind of how to navigate that discussion with yourself, how to ultimately kind of find your own unique purpose. So we try to give you a very generalized but helpful roadmap in the book on kind of how to home in on, you know, how do we find our purpose when we wake up and we're no longer us, you know, when we no longer have that career identity that we always had, when Sure. we no longer have all of that predetermined structure that we had at our work.
And where does God fit into all this?
Yeah, so faith is a chapter in the book. We would be remiss if we did not include that, obviously. And, you know, to us, I think the faith discussion could obviously go a number of different ways. But we really focused on the internal strife that we all have as humans. You know, as you age and you're retiring, there's that kind of voice inside of you that says, feed me because time is almost up. And those are all kind of humanly desires and pursuits. And, you know, as we all pursue these kind of material human pursuits in life, you know, we're really trying to fill a bucket, you know, with something, but the bucket has holes in it. So it's never enough, right? It's the same thing with money. You know, there's never enough money because there's always something more you can do with money. And so we all try to fill our lives with these things to create happiness, but it's really ephemeral. I mean, it's really fleeting. And so I think faith is the thing that binds and seals that bucket and actually leads to real fulfillment. You know, faith is a habit, said C.S. Lewis. We must be continually reminded of what we believe and it must be fed. You know, that's a direct quote from C.S. Lewis. And so life is messy, but our values and our beliefs shape not only our impact and purpose, but also the legacy that we leave. And so we address that whole discussion in the book as it relates to retirement, but also just life in general.
Now, and I understand that when people get retired, sometimes couples end up getting divorced in that kind of scenario. Is that becoming common?
Yeah. So that's, again, I think that is part of kind of the chasing happiness problem that our society convinces us is, you know, the right path ahead. So if you look at it, since 1990, divorces for folks aged 65 and older have tripled since 1990. And, you know, there's a lot of attributes, but I think the common denominator there is that folks, you know, foresee this future retirement date that they've dreamed about their entire lives to be this endless vacation of happiness and just gloriousness. And when they get there, they realize, well, there's still much work to be done. Or maybe they don't realize that, yeah. But they continually chase that kind of mirage in the, you know, on the horizon of happiness. And when they don't find it, they think that they need to make a change in their personal lives. And so it's just such a tragedy to see this, yeah. See those statistics, because there's so much, you know, fulfillment, to lean into life, to lean in with your, you know, spouse, to do all these things, and make an impact on the world at the same time.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have about a minute, to wrap up. What do you want to say about retirement and preparing for retirement in the spiritual way that we might not have thought about, or emotionally, you know, planning wise, et cetera?
Yeah, I think, there's, you know, the parable of the talents from the book of Matthew is very interesting to read. So I would encourage, you know, your listeners to take a look at that if they're not familiar with it. But, you know, the master of the house gave three servants a lot of money as he was away traveling. Two of the servants chose to be proactive with the money and invest it, help it grow, cultivate it. One of the servants just buried it in the ground because of safety. And not wanting to rock the boat, so to speak. And bottom line is, you know, the one who kind of buried the money, didn't do anything while the master was away, was reprimanded, while the other ones were cheered by the master, and the master is Jesus. And so I think that's a very good takeaway message. You know, God wants us to go out and live a glorious life, you know, make an impact, connect with others. We're really relational beings. And so you really need to get out and view kind of the third season of your life as this amazing time where you can go out and truly make an impact on society, on your family, on everybody around you in such a positive way. And we, you know, believe in our heart of hearts that, you know, we really need to do that and we're called to do that. So the book speaks to this, and we're just trying to get as many people, you know, beyond that kind of mirage on the horizon to see the to see the truth of what retirement can be.
All right, Alex Lippert, L-I-P-P-E-R-T. The name of the book, again, is After Work, and the website for the book is theafterwork.net, After Work being one, all one word. Thank you so much for being with us, Alex. All the best.
Thanks so much, Jerry. You